Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. It is Scout and Rot with a look at Seattle and Las Vegas in Seattle. A Seattle team that's been very consistent for the most part. Took a step back across the pond a couple of weeks ago. The Raiders getting a big win. Any win at this point kind of stops the bleeding for the Raiders. Can Vegas make it two in a row? It's unlikely if you look at how this team's played, but we're going to see. It's really going to be come down to Kenneth Walker, and we'll see what they're able to do to defend him. He did not run very effectively against the Bucs, which is maybe a sign that the Bucs are getting better, but maybe a sign that maybe some of the weakening of this Seattle team. And people know that to win against a Seattle team, you've got to stop the running game first. Walker had 94 touches in his previous four games since taking over for the injured Rashad Penny. So perhaps a bye week will do him good. He's really the key in this game. If Walker can run wild against the Raiders defense, big advantage. I think the Seattle team has been more consistent. You can depend upon them at home. I like them here against the Raiders. I just don't trust the Raiders. Seattle's limited, but they're still pretty good and more consistent and better coached than this Raider team. I think that's going to be the difference in the game, but I got some further thoughts for you over at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of our football season sale over at Landry Football. Also a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football content. Now for the route to victory in this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and this is the route to victory embedding the Vegas Raiders at Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks 3.5-point home favorite. That's where it opened. Total 47.5, also where it opened. Raiders 4-6 ATS on the year, 2-4 on the road. The Seahawks flipped that around, 6-4 ATS overall, but 3-1 on the home field. Both teams have played to the over 5 of their 10 times. In the matchup, AFC-NFC matchup, so take this with a grain of salt, but favorite 4 out of the last 5 covered ATS, and the home team 7-2 ATS in the last 9. As for the Raiders, under in their last 4 games played on field turf, the Seahawks playing along with that under trend, 7-1 in the last 8 November games. Seahawks also 1-5 ATS in their last 6 games played in November. On the injury front, the offensive weapons continue to be out for Derek Carr. Darren Waller still out with the hammy. Hunter Renfrow still out with the rib injury. I'm leaning the Seahawks minus the 3.5 at home. Would prefer to see this minus 3, but I just think the Raiders have been too inconsistent. If Devontae Adams gets going, that's the game changer in this one. But Geno Smith in some years could be in that MVP race, but I think with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts up top there, you're going to get a little bit more firepower in that race than Geno Smith. But I'll take the Seahawks minus the 3.5 at home. No play on the under, maybe a little bit of a lean towards the or no play on the total, a little bit of a lean towards the under. 47.5 does feel like a lot. You know, Raiders struggling on turf. It's a tough home environment in Seattle. So, you know, if anyone doesn't, I think the Seahawks can do their end in the bargain. I'm not sure if the Raiders can, but we'll call it a lean there. 47.5 feeling like a lot. So we're going to stay away from that total, but the play on the Seahawks. You can find more NFL previews as well as the top college previews on the Scout and the Route. Just search us on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been the Route to Victory, embedding the Raiders and Seahawks.